Back in ancient Greek, the Athenians would go and speak to the oracle to find out what was in their future, in much the same way that we catch up with our very own oracle on a Monday to find out what should be on our televisions. How are you this morning, my love?
I am blushing, Andrew. That was amazing. I'm going to make that my ringtone.
All right, we need to get into it. Today, your theme is musical memories.
These two documentaries are fantastic for different ways. The first one is Janet Jackson. There's been one on free-to-air as well, but the one that I watched was a four-parter on Janet Jackson, and it was approved by Janet Jackson and also, I think, co-produced by her brother, Randy Jackson. This is an approved documentary, and it's a four-parter, and it basically spans the entirety of Janet Jackson's career. And I have to say that I watched it in one big gulp.
Ooh.
I mean, it's been raining a lot, so I guess.
Yeah.
Because it so much reflects, you know, my youth growing up. Straight away, you don't get too much insight into the really big moments that we all remember, which is that Super Bowl moment.
Yes.
Where her career went south and Justin Timberlake kept going because of people's, you know, like mortification at one nipple.
Mm.
You know, and then you don't get much about Michael, but you do get a sense about how her career was shaped by her family, but also by her brothers. And then she goes through her entire creative process. And because these bits of music came out, like, as I grew older, you know, her album.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that she was very successful and she was on the sort of music videos and I loved her songs and I knew them, but I didn't understand what a powerful creating artist she was and what an incredible businesswoman she was, and none of that stuff really kind of hit my radar when I, you know, when she was around and I was really into her. And also it's kind of reframed now in our modern way of looking at women and black women, so, and how women's musical careers are shaped by a men's point of view. So she had her father as a manager and then a husband, and so there's a lot there, even though she doesn't really address some of the things I guess we would like her to address. And, you know, respect that.
Pardon the term, but the Jackson family does have a tendency to whitewash their history. And is that not, does it not lose something because they're the ones that are behind this piece?
I mean, you feel that something's missing.
Yeah.
She's not being as vulnerable as she could be. However, the bit that I loved was watching her learn to dance with Paula Abdul, you know, who was her first choreographer, seeing, you know, the other people in her entourage who are now famous. So there's more of that. The pleasure of watching it is the same that I got from watching Kid 90 about Punky Brewster, watching Val about Val Kilmer. It's more that feeling of understanding your own youth and nostalgia through the lens of the music and the movies that you watch. So rather than worrying so much about Janet and what's really going on for her, I enjoyed it from that end a lot.
All right. And just in the last minute, somehow you're going to wrap up the Beatles very quickly, of which we do have a lot of fans and we do play a lot of Beatles tracks here.
The Beatles Get Back documentary is worth buying Disney streaming for.
Wow.
How's that for a wrap up?
That's a good wrap.
It is incredible. I also was a huge Beatles fan and I got their entire box set for my 12th birthday. It was a massive gift for me. I still have it. I've never played it.
No.
Because it's so precious, right? That every album. And this is a completely rebuilt, colorized documentary, so it looks fresh, it looks new, and it's like watching, and we're so used to watching reality TV, right, fly on the wall television,
yeah,
that we watched it in a whole other way. There's episodes and episodes of it, and you basically see them as people without any narrative, without any construct over the top of it. It is joyful to watch. You watch them plucking at their guitars and creating songs out of nothing. They have endless cups of tea and chew on bits of toast. They're smoking constantly. It's just a joy to watch if you love music. And if you love the Beatles, you will want to own it.
All right, we'll go and check that one out. That's The Beatles on Disney, called Get Back, and you're not the only person that said that they've absolutely loved it to me. And also Janet Jackson on Stan. And, of course, The Oracle will join us again next Monday to talk more television. Thanks, my love.
Something very different next week.